Excuse me, everyone. It's the operator. Just need to inform all participants that today's conference call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. And, sir, you may begin.
Thank you very much, operator. Well, hello, everybody. I circulated the agenda. The first item was introductions, which I don't think is necessary because it was mainly for Cedric to tell us what he's doing and where, you know, his background and everything. The second item on the agenda was the San Francisco event, and I would like to hear Robin talking about that. The third one is, so I suggest we just proceed to the third one, which is the membership outreach. And me being the new chair and all, I would like to ask all of you whether there are any particular groups that we wish to target or any particular individuals that we used to target. Just to inform you, I am trying to reach Save the Children. I have some contacts there. I see that Robin has just joined. Hello, yeah. Robin.
Hi. Sorry it took me so long to get into the call.
No problem. We've just skipped a little bit San Francisco. We're going to go back. I was just talking about the membership outreach and whether there are any particular groups that we would wish to target. I was saying that I have some contacts in Save the Children, and I'm trying to get them, but it's always the same story. They don't really have the resources, so I'm just trying to convince them that they don't really have to do anything but participate. But I would like to ask at the same time whether you consider that there are any organizations or individuals that you have in mind and you would like to approach, basically.
For membership outreach in general?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of groups in APC that we might want to reach out to. You know, APC is a member of NCUC, but they also have a lot of groups within them that work on these issues, and I think it would, you know, behoove us to spend some time and energy maybe talking to a lot of some of the APC member organizations about NCUC, and that might be one possible angle of bringing in members that have some expertise and interest on these issues. And also, it's a very broad group geographically, and there's a lot of diversity, a lot of developing country organizations and people, which is an area we'd like to grow in. So, I guess that would be my suggestion.
All right, great. I mean, do you know whether they're joining ICANN meetings? Because I know that they're attending the IGF ones.
Yeah.
Most of them, at least.
Right. I don't think I've seen them at too many ICANN meetings. I mean, I can't really think of many at all members that I've seen. So, you know, it would be an area that would be new to them, but they would already have, like you said, some experience with IGF and perhaps ITU and other similar forums.
Mm-hmm.
This is Brendan. I would just add that Willie Curry, a member of APC, participated in the ATR team.
Right.
Team. So.
Yeah. All right. So, our best bid is the IGF, and I am planning actually on attending the next IGF, hopefully, if I manage to get the funding. So that would be a great opportunity to see them and talk to them face to face, but possibly we can even contact them via email try to lure them in.
This is Aubrey. Can I go back to the whole notion of outreach?
Of course.
And a question, as soon as you said it, maybe it's because of the role I've been occupying, but as soon as you said, we'd like you to join, and you don't have to do anything, the hair stood up on the back of my neck. I think, yeah, it's good to get more groups in, but, you know, as Robin can tell you, even chasing down to have a representative vote can be, and you'll eventually find this out yourself, can be very difficult. So while I think it's really good to get new members, at this point, while they can choose to do as much as they want to do, I don't know that saying you don't have to do anything is the right sales pitch.
Yes, I totally agree, and I see where you're coming from. What I was trying to say, and most probably didn't really come across that well, was that they really do not have to invest as many resources as they do in other fora. Of course, they would have to, you know, to vote in the election process and possibly even contribute in any other policy, but I don't know. I mean, my fear is that these groups just do not participate because they don't have a lot of people, and they're afraid that, you know, if we invest one person, if we dedicate one person to ICANN or the IGF or whatever other fora, that will distract them from other issues that they want to deal. But so I totally agree with you, and I will not say it like that, whomever I'm speaking to.
I mean, it could be as low as a couple hours a month. But if they're not going to do anything, not going to pay attention, not going to read the mail, not going to follow anything, it's almost more of a burden than it is a plus. I mean, there are already a threshold of members that one could say it's not a small group. And getting more members is always good, but I would just sort of say it can be as low as 2 hours a month, or you can drown in it.
Okay. All right. Anyone else that would like to say anything on that issue?
Yes, if I may, Alex.
Of course, Alex.
There was one of our members from Portugal. What's his name? He contributes on the list. And we have been discussing about when we talk of Africa, we talk of French-speaking, English-speaking, and it reminded me that there are Portuguese-speaking countries, and give me examples of about four or five countries. And what I would hope we could do is that we could try and use our Brazilian friends maybe to try and have a framework under which maybe they can assist us know the organizations that are in those countries, maybe then we can reach out to them and also include them, at least even if it's one or two of them that are in Africa, so that we move from the traditional French, whose guy is being stolen, from French and English. Yeah, so just a thought. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Carlos. I just got into the call, so count on us to help on that.
Thank you, Carlos, and welcome. We're just talking about membership outreach and whether we want to target any particular groups or individuals. So, you know, thank you very much for assisting on that. Anything else to add?
Constantinos, if I may.
Of course.
I recall that CGIBR, the Brazilian Internet Steering Committee, had approved some funding for outreach here in Brazil. But the truth is that we never actually got to do anything about this outreach perspective here, because we got our minds busy with the ICANN meetings and with our problems from Brazil itself, so we end up not preparing to do the outreach campaign that we could do. But the good part is that we have funding to do so. The Brazilian Internet Steering Committee is now going through election period, so it is probably a time that we will have some changes in the representatives from the third sector. But we can, as soon as we have the names of the new councillors, start as a topic for their campaign, for their mandates for the 2 years, to do this outreach for the third sector in Brazil. This is something that we are going to include in the general platform and in the topics for the third sector councillors to develop in the next 2 years. So we can have something done in Brazil on outreach, and of course we are willing to help Alex to get to the Portuguese speaking countries in Africa. That would be a pleasure for us to help.
Thank you very much, Carlos. That sounds fantastic. And if there is anything that I can do to help, please do let me know, and we can take it from there. So anything else on this issue?
This is Milton. This may have been already discussed, but I just wondered, do you have specific plans for a membership push in San Francisco around the event that we are doing there around the ICANN meeting?
If I have specific plans, no, I don't really. But I would think that this event would be a great opportunity for me, for us, and for me to speak to people and try to convince them to join. But as for a specific plan, no, I don't have it.
Well, maybe a membership sign up form or something with a URL, a link to. To our website that could be handed out, you know, very simple, not a lot of design or writing.
I mean, I can prepare something, definitely, and bring it with me in San Francisco. I mean, I can have some copies, exactly as you said, a very just brief leaflet, a leaflet with some brief details about NCUC and what we're doing and how to join and our URL and everything. Yes, I can do that, and... I will bring it to San Francisco, and I will liaise with Robin on it.
Good.
Hi, this is Brendan. Following on what Milton just said, I actually saw that there's an event about 3 months after the San Francisco event, a big U.S. Media event, and I suggested to Milton, and I'll throw it out here and see what you guys think, if we were to make a big push for members in the U.S., over the next couple of months, and specifically try and get them to sign up at the San Francisco event, then we could follow up with them potentially if we sent some NCUC members to this national media conference, which draws a lot of the same groups that I imagine will be at the ICANN meeting in San Francisco. We could kind of follow up with them at that point, you know, 3 months after they've signed up see where they see if they're involved in ICANN issues yet. Answer any questions. Bring them along into the fold. As Aubrey was saying, kind of get them involved in little chunks of time commitment.
Sure. I mean, that would be great. What is the meeting, Brendan? What is it taking place?
The name's escaping me, but it's the large national media conference that a lot of the progressive groups go to in the United States.
It's run by Free Press.
Yeah, run by Free Press, right.
All right, that would be.
It's called the National Media Reform Conference.
Where does it occur?
Where?
Yeah.
It's in different place every year. I think this year it's in.
I think it's in Boston this year.
Is it in Boston? Okay.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah.
Well, it actually would be for you, right, Aubrey?
Yeah, it would be for me.
Yeah.
Okay, that would be great. And when is that taking place again? When?
I'm looking it up right now, but I believe it was about 3 months after the San Francisco meeting. So
May.
Yeah. So my thought was that you would be in touch with these people several times. Encouraging them to get involved, telling them about issues where they might have an interest, that kind of thing.
Well, if it is convenient, I mean, I'm planning on going to the GigaNet work. I'm coming to the GigaNet workshop in Washington, and if it is around about that time, I could perhaps. Okay, is it very difficult to travel from Washington to Boston? I wouldn't think so. So I could perhaps even go if it is convenient.
And, of course, all things being equal, assuming I'm in Providence, if it's in Boston, it's trivial for me to go.
Yeah. Hey, Aubrey, IGP, we set up a booth at the National Conference for Media Reform a couple years ago and had, some success in kind of exposing some of the people there to the world of Internet governance. So it's not difficult, if I remember correctly, to get a little bit of space. This is for you to consider, for the executive committee to consider, get a little bit of space there and spread the word about NCUC.
That is brilliant, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Could I add in a thought here, Alex? When Peter was in Nairobi there, and I think he sent every to give that message, he said that he would like to encourage more participation of non-commercial in ICANN so that they can be at par with the other people. I wonder if maybe we could impress upon ICANN to have a site, some sort of recruitment drive so that it can be on the homepage, so it can be directed to our website. Would that be possible, Avery, if we try to ask them to put it there so that we increase our presence?
I'm not quite sure. This is Aubrey. I'm not quite sure I understand. I know that there is this whole movement, you know, in terms of recruitment that not everybody in NCSG and NCUC have been in favor in to recruit people in general. I other than having our webpage up, I can't imagine asking them to put something on the front page advertising people to come to the NCUC or NCSG, but, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
Anything else on the membership? No? Great. Then I would like to ask Robin to talk a little bit about the San Francisco event and how we can help. I know that a lot of people, including myself, have signed on to lead different sessions. But I will let Robin speak and tell us what everything is.
Okay. Sure. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. So, let's see. We've basically, at the moment, have a planning team on the NCUC website, and anybody's welcome to join that. And then we've tried to divide it up into programming and logistics and fundraising. So anyone who's interested in helping with the San Francisco meeting on any of these issues, please come to the NCUC website and you can sign up there. There hasn't been a lot that's happened in the last couple of weeks with the holidays, but I can sort of update you on what's happening with that. So we're working on the program right now, the overall program, and we're talking about five or so panels or workshops or, you know, sort of maybe different, structured differently sessions. And I've asked a different person to sort of be the shepherd for each one of the different workshops depending upon, you know, their expertise and interest and that sort of thing. So we would have one on privacy and the privacy implications and internet governance and one on free expression concerns and ICANN policy making. And I would think, you know, this would be a good one to talk a lot about the new GTLD issues that are coming up in the next year. And then a session on intellectual property rights and Constantinos is going to organize that one, and a session on the role of governments and civil society and relationship between stakeholders, and Milton's the shepherd of that, and another session on ICANN and the public interest and development, and Bill is working on organizing that one, and then the final issue would be due process rights, law enforcement pressures, these sorts of issues that come up at ICANN, and I think Wendy's going to organize that, although she hasn't confirmed that yet, but I've asked her to organize that one. So that's sort of where we're going on the programming, and if anyone has any more ideas or suggestions, you know, please do join the programming committee and contribute. In terms of speakers that we've been talking with to come and speak, Peter Dengate Thrush has agreed to give some remarks at our session. I think that's really great because as the chair of the board of ICANN, I think it'll show the local groups, civil society groups, that you know, this is important to ICANN because the chair of the board was willing to come speak to them and encourage them to participate. So I'm really grateful that Peter's agreed to speak. I've also been in touch with Craig Newmark, the founder of Craigslist.org, and he's agreed to speak as well. He's local, actually lives here in my neighborhood, and as you probably know, Craigslist has to deal with a lot of the cutting-edge issues, legal issues, third-party liability and subpoenas and all sorts of things like that. So I thought Craig would be a great speaker, bring in a lot of local groups who would be interested in seeing and hearing Craig speak, would I think. So I think he'd bring in a lot of people to our session. So in terms of where it will be held, I've been talking with the ICANN planning staff, and I'm pretty confident that they're going to give us some space in the Westin St. Francis, which is where the main venue for the ICANN meeting will be held. It's really a great hotel. You know, unlike the usual boring Hilton, this is a nice hotel. So, like I said, it's not 100% sure that we have the space, because when I spoke to the folks when I was in Cartagena, they were like not making any confirmations yet about San Francisco, but I think they're going to work with us to get us what we need. At least that's what they said they would do, and so I'm pretty confident that we'll have some space there. Of course, we'll want to do some kind of an evening outreach event, cocktail sort of thing, that after our policy meeting, and I haven't been able to give that one too much thought yet, but that is on the agenda. So that's sort of where we are with the planning, and I've got a couple new interns that are about to start to help with some of the organizing and fundraising and logistical stuff with this as well. So I don't know. I mean, if you guys have any questions or suggestions, please let me know.
Thanks, Robin. Just a couple of questions. First of all, are we aiming for the 11th of March?
That's what I've been aiming for. That's right. I mean, that's what I've asked ICANN for the space for. That's when Craig Newmark and Peter said they could speak. You know, that is the date that I'm operating under.
Yeah.
It could change. You know, if ICANN says, well, we can't give you the space on Friday, but we can give it to you on Saturday, you know, that's kind of a compelling argument, and maybe we'll have to change it, and, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
I'd like to get squared away as soon as possible. I did send ICANN folks an email Friday to see if we could get some kind of confirmation, because it is kind of hard to plan with it not being confirmed. So, you know, that is a priority, and I've put a bee in their bonnet about getting it confirmed.
And that's important for our travel plans as well. So are we planning to arrive?
Yes, we need to change the travel.
Tuesday.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yes. Just a very quick question about the sessions in order to understand. Will they be parallel sessions, and how long do you think we should organize the sessions for? I mean, should they be for half an hour, 1 hour? What's your take?
Like 50 minutes or so.
50 minutes.
Yeah,
50
minutes to an hour. Do you think that's enough time?
I think so, but I would like to hear what others think.
Milton? Because we could, you know, we could make some of these sessions longer, but then we'd have to cut out some of them because, you know, we only have one day and we've got six issues.
Yeah.
You know, plus lunch, and so, you know, if folks think, oh, gosh, this session looks terrible, we really don't need this, but if we spend a couple hours exploring this other one, that would be worth it. You know, I mean, I'm certainly happy to try to do some juggling around with the schedule, and it's early enough in the planning that we can do that.
Yes. Anyone want to say anything on that?
So I'd just like to encourage folks to take a look at the, if you haven't already, joined on the NCUC website and, you know, start putting comments and thoughts. And I know Milton had a nice outline that he had done for the session that he's working on. I don't think I posted it to that website, though. It was just to the mailing list. So I'll do that because that was really helpful in terms of what he's got in mind for his session that he's organizing.
Yes, and I have something which I hope to circulate by the end of this week. And just to let you know, I have already spoken to Kathy, who has agreed to come and speak great. On the IP panel.
She was funny you invited her because I invited her too.
She agreed to speak as long as speaks on behalf of PIR. So I would like her actually, I mean, the idea is for her to speak and see what this IP protectionism is actually the burden, if there is any burden that is being imposed upon registries, because I know that Kathy is receiving plenty of telephone calls asking her to take down domain names that people do not like. She says, you know, just go ahead and go to the UDLP or go to court and then we can deal with it. So I think that it would be quite interesting to hear the registry side of the whole issue. But as I said, I will circulate something to everybody to see. Is there an official mailing list, Robin?
Is it official what?
Is there an official mailing list that we use, or is it just the one that Carlos actually started and we're using this one?
There isn't an official list because I've just kind of been, you know, hoping folks would use that website for posting things to. But it's easy enough for me to set up a list. In fact, maybe that would be better because a lot of folks don't want to go to the website to work on stuff. So I would be more than happy to set up a mailing list for it.
Yep. And just a question for you, Robin. Do you want me, for example, to circulate something in our list, the NCUC and CSG list, asking people whether they want to participate, or do you think that it's going to become overcrowded?
I don't think it can hurt. I have, you know, put notices on the main NCUC list before, and we've got 13 different people signed up on the website to be members of the planning committee. So, you know, how many people actually want to be active? Maybe, you know, some people maybe just want to watch and stay on top of it, not really participate, and others want to roll up their sleeves and organize a session. So, you know, it kind of varies. Like I said, we've got 13 now, although I don't think that includes everyone that actually is helping, because, like, Wendy, I think, isn't on the website, but, you know, she's going to have a key role in helping to plan a session.
All right. Thank you very much.
Set up a mailing list, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Robin. Anyone else wants to add anything?
Hi, Carlos. Yes, Carlos.
Hi, Carlos. And let me say it also, because this meeting is recorded, thank you very much, guys, for the donation that you've made. I mean, it's fantastic.
That's great, but actually you should thank Carlos, Marcelo, and Flavio, who are our counselors, who fought for this approval of the support in the CGIBR. I just drafted the proposition to be submitted to the council. But in any case, Constantino, I would like just to ask you guys if you received any contact from the CGIBR to make the transfer of the funds. How is it after New Year's Eve? Do you receive any content on that?
I haven't received anything, but I would think that they would contact Milton.
Okay.
What's that?
Milton, have you received any... Have the CBIR contacted you about the money transfers?
No. I told them... the easiest thing would be if they could just mail a check.
Yeah, I recall that.
I gave them my address, and I haven't received it yet.
Okay, I'll speak with Carlos Afonso just to check which solution they thought was better, or to make a wire transfer, or to send you a check, so to see what is it better for them to do. So I'll contact them, and then I'll let you guys know on the list which will be the best solution to send you the funding for the event. But on our part, that's all. I'm going to send to the list the proposal that we submitted to the CGIBR. You guys are going to see there's a preliminary program because they asked us to provide some names and some topics. So we end up making a preliminary program, but feel free to change it. It is not, of course, mandatory that for the grant to be sent to NCUC, that program needs to be followed. This is just a draft of the program of the event. But I know it's in Portuguese, so it won't be of much help for you guys, but especially the part of the program is in English, so I think that could be of some help. So I'm going to send that to the list, to the AC list. And I'm really sorry, but I'll have to leave the call because we are having a very troublesome day here in the university. So I'm afraid I cannot stay longer in the call, but I would like just to join in and to know the updates of the event. But if you guys have any doubts on the support and if you need any logistical help on that, please let me know on the list so that I can help you guys back down here in Brazil.
Thank you very much, Carlos. Thank you for joining. This meeting is recorded. We'll also forward you the minutes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
So, anything else on the San Francisco events?
Yes, maybe I could just say some things. First of all, is to ask for a confirmation of the date 11 because of travel, then we can make the necessary adjustment and also the bookings for the hotel. And the second thing is on what has just been touched on right now, on sponsorship. On Christmas Eve, I was very happy to have received a pledge of $10,000 towards that event from Google. So I just wanted to know if maybe Robin has received any information or update on a transfer from Google. You'll be quite good. Thank you. Only those two things.
Yes.
Thank you, Alex. Fantastic. Robin, sorry.
That's awesome. Yeah, thank you. On the issue of the 11th, I'm trying to get that date nailed down with ICANN. That's the date that I've asked them for space, and I think they're going to give it to us, but, you know, like I said, they haven't confirmed, and so until they confirm, it's hard for me to confirm. I'm trying to put a little more pressure on them to get a confirmation because I know, we're all trying to plan and travel arrangements and inviting speakers and that sort of thing. We need solid dates. So, please use the 11th as the date for now. It may have to change to the 12th, which shouldn't hurt people in terms of planning. You know, you might just be here a night early. But I will try to get that date nailed down from them very soon. On the issue of the grant that Google is going to provide, I thank you, by the way, so much for going out and chasing that down. I did get an email a couple of days ago from Google with some information that they need from me, and then they can transfer the grant over. So, I don't expect there'll be any problems with that. It should probably just, take a couple of weeks at the most. So that's where we are.
And that is fantastic.
Thank you.
That's great. Thank you both, Alex. Thank you for getting that money, and thanks, Robin, for organizing everything. Is there anything else on the San Francisco meeting?
I just have a question. Anybody else hear the rumors that Bill Clinton's going to speak and know if they're true? Speaking of the ICANN meeting, that is, in San Francisco.
No, I haven't heard any of those rumors, but I've seen him talking in another event, and I have to say that he's very charismatic. I mean, he's very good, but I haven't heard that rumor.
Oh.
Avery, have you heard anything? Avery's on mute.
I did hear a rumor.
You heard that rumor, Avery?
Yep, but it's unsubstantiated.
Okay. All right, we'll just have to wait. It's exciting.
I read the rumor online.
So it's just a wildly circulating rumor at this point. Okay. Good
All right. Great. The next item that I had put down in the agenda was the ICANN San Francisco meeting, actually, whether there are any specific issues that we need to start thinking or dealing with in preparation of the meeting. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm under the impression that in San Francisco, ICANN will actually launch the new GTLD program. So it's going to be a big event. But do we have, as an executive committee, any particular issues that we would like to start thinking or dealing with, preparing to get to San Francisco?
Boy, Constantinos, I'm so glad you brought this up, because when I was in Cartagena, and you know, it was the public forum, and some of the different stakeholder groups were getting up and you know, saying what their statements were on various issues, on new GTLDs, on trademark protection, on, you know, this, that, and the other. We just didn't, you know, we didn't do our homework in advance enough to say, oh, yeah, we want statements ready for the public forum, so we've got a group position, if you will, on an issue that we can then provide in the public forum, and I think would be, you know, really helpful to our policy advocacy in general. So, I mean, there's no specific issue I'm suggesting right now, but I'm just saying that let's think about that, because, you know, we don't want to be empty-handed at the public forum again. And if we can have certain people sort of maybe tasked with coming up with a statement, a constituency statement or a stakeholder group statement on an issue that we can then be prepared to deliver in the public forum, you know, we don't have to do it all Tuesday night and Wednesday for delivery on Thursday. We could, you know, start now and
yeah,
and have something ready by March easily.
Yep, I totally agree with you on that. So, as I said, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the big one is the new GTLDs, and I think that everybody in this call supports the launch of the new GTLDs, possibly not in its current format, because there are some outstanding issues that we would like to see being addressed in a different way. But I would be more than willing to even help draft something with the assistance of others that we can read out in the public forum. So, but as I said, I mean, I think that the only thing right now that we are certain of is the new GTLD program and its launch, so we can possibly state our support, but keeping a little bit our reservation, saying that you guys have to do it right, and if you do it right, it will be brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Constantinos, another thing I also observed alongside the statements of Alex, just for trans purposes, is I noticed the Afri-ICANN group also started issuing statements from Brussels, and I think they issued another one in Cartagena. And I think if we also bring in issues that also adhere to other segments like the jazz working group and other issues that may be of interest to GAC and others, I mean, sometimes they carry a lot of weight, so we could broaden our statement on to touch on various sides. I mean, that's just an example. In addition to the new GTLDs, we could look at other cross-cutting community issues and make our statement broader. And I think that may be a good thing to do. Thanks.
Sure, that will be fantastic. Yes. Anything else on that issue? No? Okay. Now, the fifth item in my agenda was, generally speaking, policy. If there are any issues that we want to engage as a constituency and possibly ask our councillors to bring forward during the council meetings, I've been told that the UDRP brief might be reopening sooner rather than later. Jeff Newman presumably is pushing for to create a working group to review the UDRP, and of course the IPC and WIPO are already kicking and screaming. So that is something that, should it happen, and I am planning to speak with our councillors, I would like to be engaged in. But are there any other issues that any of you know or would like to raise before the council?
I have a question.
Yes.
Do we actually all support reopening that particular can of worms. Just because Jeff Newman wants to, is that something that we actually support?
Speaking personally here, Ari, yes, I think that we need to do it. Now, of course, here is the big problem that if we open it, it can go both ways. It can either go really well or it can go really badly. Judging from my limited experience and my experience in the HCI is that if you have, you know, pretty good people within the group and if you work a lot and not get anything back, then it can actually work. But I would like to hear your views on that. I mean, I am in favor because I come, my background, my research background is heavily based on the UDRP. I mean, I was, in my book, I am even suggesting a review because my theory is that we're creating all these new mechanisms based on the UDRP and we're declaring the UDRP a success story, which is not really the case. So as far as I'm concerned, yes. I would support the review, but I would like to hear what others have to say on that.
This is Robin. Can I then?
Of course.
Yeah, I actually also think, have thought for a while now that we need a review of the UDRP, that it is, you know, far too much slanted in the favor of the complainant and against respondents and in favor of trademark rights and against other rights, and so, you know, I do share this desire that it get looked at again, but I also share the concern that, you know, it could get worse because we're not the only ones who want it looked at. You know, the intellectual property constituency, they want it reworked because, you know, they want more rights, and so, you know, we do risk making things worse by reopening the issue, In principle, I do think we need to reopen it, and we need to, you know, be very careful and spend serious time and attention on the issue. We can't just open it up and then disappear from the policy arena. So those are my thoughts on it.
Yeah, this is Aubrey. I guess my instinct is great fear at opening it up. If it's something that Jeff and the IPC want, you can rest assured that they've got the capability to put lots of people on it. And we've seen a couple cases where we've opened up topics and then we've disappeared, or we've had one or two people working hard, but, you know, the rest weren't there. And just, I know people think it's flawed in the ways that Robin was mentioning it. But at this point, I'm really so nervous that it'll only get worse, that we're not in an atmosphere where things go more towards the registrant and user's rights. They tend to go towards the IPC and the registries. So I just advise a lot of caution in opening it up and a real readiness to put your life into it when it does.
Could I get in the queue?
Of course, Milton. Just a very brief comment, and then, Milton, you're on. But don't you think that the HCI possibly set a pretty good precedent? Because the HCI managed to do things that have pissed off the IPC and WIPO. I mean, WIPO shouted at me in Brussels. They don't even want to see me. They slammed the door at me. But we still managed. Of course, I keep all my reservations between, you know, after the meeting with GAC and the board. But as far as I'm concerned, I think that the STI set a pretty good precedent in terms of creating two policy documents, one protect basically the URS, which is much more balanced than the UDRP. And if we manage to bring the same rationale in the UDRP, we might be able to do something really good, and I, for one, can tell you that I will definitely be participating and putting a lot of work, and I know that I am not enough, just one person, so, but just to be out there, and Milton.
I really want to agree with the sort of the tone of what Aubrey said, but I think we also need to know why she thinks or why we think Jeff Newman is proposing to open it. He's not He's not a trademark person, he's a registry person, and I'm wondering what you think is up there. I just want to know more information, because sometimes the registries, you know, like on Whois, they were pretty good sometimes. So what's the story with Jeff Newman?
Aubrey again. I'm not sure. I tend to see, though, Jeff Newman as sort of the IPC guy in the registries. He's very property, intellectual property oriented. I think it's a strong part of his background. And so whenever I see him suggesting something like that, I sort of have an alarm at the back of my brain, but I do not know what his reasons are.
And another thing, I know some of the registrars, like John Berryhill, who's a pretty interesting character, has always been pointing out all of these really just very procedural, outright flaws in the UDRP. And again, yeah, you're kind of afraid to open the door to fix, you know, just obvious problems because of all the other stuff that might go through the door. But it'd be interesting to know what the registrars think about going about it.
Oh, yeah.
Getting funny noises.
And definitely knowing John would be participating would make me a lot less leery.
Yeah. Well, I know for once, when we were discussing the STI, and I'm not sure whether Robin remembers that, there were a couple of folks like Paul McGrady who were very much in favor of opening the UDRP file again. And Paul is a pretty reasonable guy, and he was with us in quite a lot of issues when we were debating and negotiating the URS. So... is there any way, and I'm asking you guys that, you know, the ICANN process and you have more experience, is there any way to find out who will be participating should this issue open?
Well, this is Aubrey again. If it's a regular TDP working group, it would be open to everyone. So it would be, you know, it would be up to us to get the people into the working groups. I'm assuming it wouldn't be another one of those small little elite groups that were handpicked or one person per stakeholder group or anything like that. So assuming it was a regular PDP, it would be a regular working group that would be open. So it would then be up to us to make sure we recruited the right people to put their time into this working group.
Okay.
This is Robin. I think what would be really helpful in this time frame is to try to do a little bit of reconnaissance and sort of reach out to some key players in the registry community, Jeff Newman, for example, and the registry community and the registrars, and you know, just try to see what is it that they're hoping to achieve. Why do they want it reopened? You know, just kind of start to try to open a dialogue with them outside of the formal PDP process, but, you know, just try to see if we can get some kind of understanding for where they're coming from and what they want. And then I think we'd be in a much better position to know the lay of the land and if it's worthwhile to go forward, who we'd have working with us, who we'd have working against us. So that would be my recommendation, is we just sort of maybe try to cast a couple of people with this, with doing a little reconnaissance on this issue and seeing if we can find out from the other stakeholder groups where they are.
This is Aubrey. One other thing I'd suggest is that for the time being, with those guys opening it up and CSG and CUC remain neutral on the topic, not be going out in support, but neither against, but just basically be in so-called listening mood, you know, mode,
yep.
Willing to be convinced.
Yep.
Yep, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. Just a very quick question on that issue. Is it possible that if we keep neutral, we might miss a window of opportunity to actively participate or not? I mean, it's just really a question.
Aubrey, again, I don't think so. As I said, if it's a PDP and a working group, certainly when it comes time to discussing the charter after there's been an issues report, then, of course, you get fully active. And if it's a select group, then it has to have representatives from everyone. So by being neutral, of course, we can always say that if there is something, of course, we want to participate equally. However, you know, we just haven't been convinced yet, or we don't understand this yet, or we're not sure what exactly the purposes are, or we want to make sure it's limited to something reasonable, et cetera.
Okay, that is fantastic. And I will try to extract some information from the various people that I know, and possibly we might even have an angle when it comes to registries, because I'm not sure whether you guys are aware of it, but it was brought to my attention that ICANN is trying to put another dispute resolution process called the Registry Restrictions Dispute Resolution Procedure, which I only heard last week, and which basically says that a community now group can turn against registries for mishandling their GTLDs, and registries are not really happy with it. So we might have an angle there in terms of, you know, providing our support and asking them to provide any support, you know, asking a quid pro quo situation, sort of. But I agree with Avery. Let's go with what she says. Keep our reservations and keep our eyes and ears open, yeah, and see how we can engage on that. Anything else on that issue? Great. I'm very aware that the time is almost running up, and actually, Avery, I would like your help. The next two things, I'm not even sure whether we should put them together, it's the toolkit and the budget requests for 2012. My understanding is that they are interrelated in a way. Am I correct in that, Avery?
The toolkit and the budget request? Yeah. And I got to say, I'm still at the point of trying to understand exactly what that's all about. We have to, by the end of the month, by the 21st, both as a stakeholder group and as constituencies, sort of present, and I'm not even sure if they're separate or all rolled up together, present that. So we definitely need people from NCUC participating in that, you know, and obviously, you know, whenever these things come up, Milton comes up because he is the only one playing a treasurer role anywhere inside NCSG or NCUC. And then just we need to make sure that we've got, you know, the rest of the leadership paying attention to make sure. I know it includes things like these phone calls and,
yes,
and everything else. I don't know what the full range of things we can ask for, because I admit I haven't paid as close attention to the toolkit as perhaps I should. But, yeah, we got to.
Okay, yes. I mean, just to add one thing, I had a very quick browse today in the toolkit, especially Robin actually forwarded to me in the list. And it is these calls, it is whether we want face-to-face meetings, and it's sort of stuff like that. When it comes to the toolkit, I think that I will be able to fill it out, and I will definitely circulate it to all of you guys and, you know, tell me whether you agree or disagree. Now, as Avery, I am not sure whether constituencies need to fill this form out or we should do it as one stakeholder group under NCSG. This is something that possibly Glenn can assist us, Avery, with.
What I would recommend is that at least tentatively the NCUC fill one out. Then if we decide to roll it into something bigger, we can.
Okay,
but I think the NCUC, which is the largest constituency, in fact, it's the only one we have, but we have two others coming up, is, you know, you definitely should look at it and say, what would you want? And then we'll either, you know, and certainly I'll check with Glenn and others to make sure exactly what the right thing to do is. And, you know, we may actually submit them both, an NCUC, NCSG that includes a roll-up of NCUC plus the other stuff the stakeholder group wants plus some stuff for the candidate constituency. So I would think, though, that NCUC, you guys, you know, me too, but, you know, should figure out what the constituency wants and needs, and then we'll go from there. So I don't think it hurts having the constituency figure out what it wants.
Okay, I will. Then what I will do within the next, I know that for the toolkit, we are given until, I think, the middle of February, if I recall. I will make sure that I will circulate the toolkit document with our request, what I think is necessary. I will circulate it to all of you sometime next week, and you can comment and everything. And then for the budget requests, let's liaise Avery and speak to Glenn and see what that's all about.
Okay.
Fantastic.
You on this?
Yes, Robin.
Great. Yeah, I did read the toolkit and remember when also Rob coming in on Constituency Day in Cartagena and talking about it, and I found my notes from that discussion. And some of the things that we need to file comments on for fiscal year 12 budget. So they are tied together, the toolkit and filing comments on the fiscal year budget. And I think the things that I pulled out of it that we can ask for the next year budget are face-to-face meeting support. So, you know, we could hold another face-to-face meeting and get some support from ICANN for that in the year, in the fiscal year 12. Also, travel support, grants for secretariat, and some website support. So these were things that we specifically need to ask for in comments for the fiscal year 12 budget, as well as, I believe, this February 15th date on the toolkit. So,
yeah.
But those are the specific issues that I think we need to raise in those comments that we would like to utilize from the toolkit.
I think there's three things. I think there's that, there's the toolkit, but isn't there also a specific budget request, or is that the 212? I'm confused whether there's two or three things we need to be doing.
I've received only two emails, Avery. One was the budget request, and the other one was the toolkit.
Right.
And my understanding was that
the toolkit, but it wasn't Robin talking about comments on the strategy and budget as a third thing, or is that the same thing as?
Yeah, no, I was just talking about the two things, and I just have in my notes here that we have to file comments on the fiscal year budget. I guess that's how we comment on the budget. I think that's from my notes, that in my recollection, that's what I think what we need.
I confess, I haven't been paying enough attention to that. That's why I wish the NCSG had a really functioning financial committee, because.
Okay, but Robin, when you mean comments, you don't mean a stupid question now, but you don't mean public comments. It's just when we submit our documents, we need to raise those issues that we want.
I think it's different. I think for the toolkit, we just, you know, provide, you know, we just basically tell ICANN, not a public comment, but, you know, we tell them these are the things we want to utilize in the toolkit. But with respect to the fiscal year 12 budget, I think that that's up for public comment right now. And we need to say something in the public comment period about, you know, we're going to ask for these things through the toolkit process, so build that into your fiscal year 12 budget. That's my understanding. I could be wrong.
Okay. Anyone wants to add anything? I don't see, I'm in the public comment, and I don't see anything on the budget, but I might be missing it here. Okay, I mean, I will also look at it, and we'll get back to you. And since we are talking about the public comment, this is the last issue that I have, at least, and it is more of a question. There are some public comments. The public comment period is on, I mean, and there are three issues that I picked on that we might want to submit comments. One of them is the accountability and transparency review team. The public comment period ends in the middle of February. Then there is the JAS issue, and I saw that Bill circulated, expressed interest in the list that we need to submit something, and I know that it's very close to Rafiq, the JAS issue. And then, of course, it's the NPOC, which is out for public comment, whether we also want to submit anything.
Anyone? And they all went mute.
I wasn't planning on submitting anything on the NPOC one myself. I wasn't.
All right.
But, that's...
When does NPOC end?
NPOC ends the 30th of this month.
Okay, I'll probably end up submitting just a small statement that says, you know, all well and good, but they shouldn't go through before. They shouldn't go through before the NCSG charter does.
Charter. Mm.
Hey. Yeah, I was thinking of running a full-fledged expose and denouncement of the NPOC.
No, Milton.
Let's throw a monkey wrench into any appearance we have of peaceful coexistence.
Claiming the support of Avery Doria and.
Yes, go on, please.
No, just kidding.
No, I mean, since we're playing, since we do have peaceful coexistence at the moment, I do tend to, though, from the position of the one that's been negotiating with the board that, you know, I hope this goes through at the same time as our charter, but certainly not before.
Yep.
Yes, I think that this is a battle that we're not going to win. I mean, NPOC is going through, so strategically possibly. I mean, I am thinking of trying to be the mediator and even approach Debbie and Amber and possibly try to find common ground in some issues. I know that in some, there is no way we're going to agree, but possibly we might be able to agree on some other issues. And, you know, I'm coming from the background, keep your friends closer, and your enemies closer. So I would just, you know, extend the branch leave. A branch leave to them, and Avery, if you want to submit anything, most probably, I will also support it. And the last thing, Avery, do you know whether Rafiq is submitting anything on JAS?
Well, Rafiq is now the chair of JAS.
Yes.
I tend to not think he's submitting anything as a comment on JAS. I mean, we've got a whole real problem on getting the GNSO Council to approve the new charter. They're not going to approve the new charter that the ALAC has already approved. I'm hoping we can stop them from approving the abortive and crippling charter that Jeff Newman is suggesting. And so, therefore, I'm actually the best outcome I can see at the moment from the GNSO in regard to JAS is that they fail to endorse our continued charter, and that, therefore, we continue running under the ALAC charter without a rejection from the GNSO. In terms of the GNSO favoring our suggestions, I think it's a moot point at this point, because they don't. The GNSO does not support most of what the JAS group has suggested, and one of the reasons why we put out a public comment without asking the GNSO whether we needed to put out a public comment is because we wanted the world to be able to read it in six languages as opposed to the GNSO just sitting on it and saying, this is out of our scope. We don't agree to doing any of this. So, at the moment, I don't expect anything good from GNSO in regard to JAS, and I think it's just a continued state of warfare between Jeff Newman, Tim Ruiz, and me, with Rafiq also fighting that battle.
Orange.
It's a
okay.
JAS is a mess at the moment.
All right. And last but certainly not least, we have the MAPO issue, and I know that this is one of the things that is going to be discussed and debated between GAC and the board in February. And
I've circulated an email, and I think to Kathy, because I think I am very concerned about the use of the terminology. I hear from different sides that ICANN is really, and the governments are really pushing for public interest objections. So I said to Kathy that you guys need to watch out because it might dilute your message and your advertising campaign. It was an effort. It was, you know, I was just trying to get also the registries to shout at this. So we just have to wait and see basically what is going to happen with that. Anything else?
So on the Rec 6 stuff, I figure that within the next, I mean, by tonight, I need to send in the comment from the CSG. And I assume that I've got endorsement on doing that from no one has said no. And it's been 24 hours almost, so I'll send that in this evening.
Great.
Exactly. I mean, I haven't seen anything average. So as far as I'm concerned, we have the support of the stakeholder group to submit it on their behalf, and I'm actually...
So I will send it to Marge and to Stefan, since I can't send directly to the list, but they'll forward it on.
There is... I just saw Milton made a comment, so, you know, if you could address that, then it would be great.
Yeah, but let's just strike that bullet point that Milton mentions. I'm not particularly comfortable with it either.
Did he mention the repetitive one or something else?
No, enable the GAC and ALAC to submit objections through the independent objector.
Yes, he suggested
right. Well, that one was repetitive because it was kind of included in a previous one anyway.
Okay.
I saw it, but then I said, well, if people don't care, I don't care.
Okay.
But it seemed fairly repetitive to me.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
And
anything else?
It didn't include my specific point about the things we're discriminating on, but it's in the statement from Rec 6, so that's okay.
Actually, yes, Avery. I mean, I wanted to add that, but I wasn't sure. I think that you should possibly add that. You know, make it, beef it out. I mean, the only addition that I made to Mary's document was just to beef out a little bit the incitement investigation and why it is important to go towards that route. I would suggest personally that you do the same because they just do not seem to get it, and it's very frustrating. And, you know, you have a very valid point, and the more I discuss it with international colleagues in my law school, the more it becomes apparent that this is the case, what you're saying is the case. So I would be in favor of you actually adding a little bit of blurb on that.
I probably should have done it yesterday so people would have had time to review it. At this point, since it's discussed in the document we're referencing, I don't know that it would be right to, but, you know, I should have done it last night, but I was lazy.
You lazy? Never. You're always in ICANN calls. How can you be lazy? Okay, I mean, you decide, but I think that as long as it's along the lines of what Mary wrote, and you just had a couple of sentences, it won't be that big of a problem. I mean, that's my take at least, but...
Okay, thanks. I'll look.
You decide. Any other business? Anything else? No? Well, then I would like to declare this meeting over, and thank you also very much for your patience with me. And I am very happy to work with all of you, and I will try to organize something for next month. Most probably it's going to be at the end of the month, just before San Francisco, so we can, you know, we can have something before San Francisco, close to the San Francisco meeting, and then possibly even meet in San Francisco for drinks and stuff. Okay?
Yep. Wonderful. Thanks so much, KK. Great call.
Thank you very, very
Thank
much.
Thank you, everybody.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Yep.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Have a nice day.